Welcome to the Mind vs. Action Journey, where every week I will share experiences, thoughts, and ideas on how you can go from thoughts in your mind to actually taking actions. Life is not formed by just what is in our mind, but by actually taking action on what is in our mind. It is not enough to simply hope, think, and wish. We must take action. Tame that voice that holds you back. The rest will always follow. We all have this voice nagging inside our head in some way, shape, or form. For some of us, that voice is loud and can be very destructive. For others, that voice can be the reason why they keep winning and make it look as if they never fail. We don't get to choose how this voice works initially, as I believe this voice is primed since we are children, and over the years, we keep making it stronger based on our doubts, fears, wants, and for a small minority, achievements. The thing is that this voice is what stops most people from achieving high levels of fulfillment, whether financially, physically, emotionally, or spiritually. This is the voice that says, don't do it. You can't. You don't have the experience. You will never figure it out. You are not smart. You are not like the other ones that have done it. You aren't good looking, etc. This is the same voice that also makes you hate others who do have what you want. This is the same voice that makes you blame the world for your own shortcomings. This is the voice that makes you pick the wrong choice when deep inside your heart, you knew which choice was the right one. This is the voice that when you know you should stop drinking because you have had too many already, it says, what is one more? This is the voice that when you are overweight, it tells you, who cares as long as you are happy, keep eating, and makes you believe the false narrative of accepting yourself as you are. This is the voice that tells you not to be grateful for the little things you have in life that later on turn out to be the big things, but by the time you realize it, it's often too late. I can keep going on how bad this voice can be, the negative force that pushes us back from happiness, because it really is. No one else stops you or can stop you as much as this voice can. The voice inside your head, a voice you can learn to control to your benefit. This same voice is what has allowed others to create the kind of life that most dream of. And I don't just mean in terms of monetary rewards, but true happiness, the real joyful life. I know it has for me. It has allowed me to live happy 99.99% of my life. Even when I encounter massive turbulence, this positive voice that pushes people forward is the voice that says, you can do this. If someone else has done it, so can you. You got this. I trust you. You've never failed. Why would you do so now? What's the worst that can happen? Try again. You are almost there. No pain, no gain. I really want this. I am getting mine. Nothing is stopping me. No one is better than me. No reason why I can't achieve the same or better. I got this. And my favorite one, watch me. It's the same voice, but it's primed to focus on the good, not the bad. Is being primed to survive and to survive happily. Now, for a selected few, this voice just morphed into a good force since childhood with no reason as to why, since given the environment for some, this voice should have never been a positive one because the environment was not good and not a good one to begin with. I know I was one of those lucky ones, or at least I feel that way. I can only recall so far into my childhood to try and recall if there was a moment in my life where this voice would act against me for long periods of time. But there is just not one I can remember. I don't mean to imply that I always did good because I was a menace to society growing up. But even in my wrongdoings, I always got what I wanted. And that's because the voice kept telling me that there was not a thing I could not have or get. This is the one thing that I myself am trying to understand if I was truly lucky to just not have that failure filter, or if it's simply a filter I dumped so early on in my life that I now can't remember. I will say this. I have my doubts as anyone else. I do get scared. I do get sad. I do get angry, antsy, annoyed, and impatient. But the difference for me is that I don't stop. Even when I experience all this, the voice inside of me tells me to just keep going, to keep at it. I do know from experience how to shift this voice into an asset versus a liability. The trick is to shift your focus when this voice starts to try and hold you back, to shift the focus into something good you have at the moment. To shift the focus into countless times you have achieved something you thought you couldn't. To shift the focus to the end result you want. To shift the focus to your it. That it being the reason why you are doing what you are doing or willing to do. When we do this, It is hard to have this negative voice keep going as we are not feeling it. We are starving it. We are no longer feeding it. This voice only grows if you feed it, so don't. Shift the focus. This we can all do. We all have something good going in our lives at all times, no matter how bad it might seem. If you can still think and breathe, that alone is good. Many have lost that ability. Taming this voice that is in your head is by far the one thing that will truly shape the course of where your life will be headed to, as this voice is what dictates your thoughts and ultimately the actions that follow those thoughts or inactions. The people that are truly happy have learned to do this in some form. The voice in their head still speaks to them, but it speaks words of encouragement. Sometimes we don't get to choose whether this voice starts, and when it starts, what does it say? But we do get to decide whether we feed it or starve it. This we have complete control over. Shifting the focus to something good when this voice starts to kick in is the antidote against it. To simply shift your thoughts to gratitude over what you currently do have and how far you have already come. Create and keep a list of good things that have already happened in your life or are happening in your life. And next time this voice wants to start, read it a story. The story of the good things you have done to your life. Make that voice your strongest ally, and the rest will always follow. You own this voice. No one else does. You choose what you feed it and when you feed it. Please subscribe to my blog, podcast, or YouTube channel to get notifications when my weekly entry is posted. I promise I will never disappoint. Thank you. Until next time, I challenge you to own your thoughts, actions, process, results, and ultimately your life story. Most importantly, I challenge you to go from thoughts in your mind to taking actual actions on those thoughts, as nothing happens until actions are taken.